Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars. What are the current projects that you're working on?
Well, as you know, Flash Gordon, which is the television series based on the old comic book. So I'm shooting that currently, and I just wrapped up a role in Alien vs. Predator 2. And also in The Christmas Cottage, which are both feature films.
So it's been very busy.
Yeah,
I hear. Can you tell us the premise for Flash Gordon and about your character, Dale Arden?
Well, Flash Gordon, like I said, is a remake, a modern version of the old comic book started in the 1930s. And it's just a great sort of adventure, fun, exciting sci-fi series, and it is all about Flash, an extraordinary, an ordinary guy in extraordinary circumstances, and it's just a classic story of people banding together and using friendship to kind of get through crazy situations, and we end up traveling to Planet Mongo through these interdimensional rifts and having all sorts of adventures along the way, and it's just a great, exciting, fun show with a lot of heart and some great characters. My character, Dale Arden, is a wonderful, strong, focused female character who has a huge history of Flash. We grew up together, and well, we're very much in love with each other, but the circumstances don't allow us to be together. So we're really close, and I'm helping him find his father, who was missing 13 years ago. And so we have a great time. And there's some emotions mixed up in there, and some fun new characters like Balin, who's an alien bounty hunter from Mongo, who ends up on Earth, and Zarkov, who's a classic scientist character and has all this knowledge of technology that we need him for. And so it's just a big, fun mix of characters and adventure, all based off the comic book, so it's really exciting.
How do you feel being a part of such an iconic show?
Oh, so excited. I mean, it's amazing because the fans are so behind us, and it's just really neat to go. I mean, I've been obviously researching a lot for the role, and we've gone to Comic-Con, and seeing all of these comic books with Dale Arden, and then going, whoa, that's me. I'm now part of this whole thing is very, very thrilling and humbling, and I'm just so grateful to be part of it because it's exactly where I want to be, and I just feel so lucky. Yeah, it's really cool.
What did make you want to be a part of the show?
Well, I think, like I say, a mix of knowing the history. A lot of people go, oh, well, I didn't read comic books. I know nothing about sci-fi. Well, me, actually, on the other hand, I'm a huge sci-fi fan. And I grew up with a brother who was really into comic books and all that sort of thing. So I did have an understanding. I knew what Flash Gordon was, and I had been exposed to it younger, earlier on. And so when I heard about it, I thought, what a cool project. And then they were searching and searching for Dale, and I was busy shooting another series called Blood Ties. So my schedule just didn't allow me to go in initially for a couple of the auditions, but it just worked out in my favor. They couldn't find who they were looking for, so they kept casting. And long story short, I ended up getting a role, but I was just interested because of the name and I just knew it would be a lot of fun. And I love the genre. I mean, the more imagination that I can use in my acting, the better. So we get a lot of green screen, we get a lot of stunts, we get all that kind of stuff, and that's what I embrace. I think it's really exciting.
What about your role do you find challenging?
I guess on the emotional side, the challenge is that Dale, like I said, she's much more modern than she was in the early version. She was kind of a damsel in distress a little before, which is fine, and for that time it was actually really appropriate, and she was a very strong character. But obviously women these days kick butt, and there's a lot more than we do. So she's very focused, career-driven, independent, but the challenge comes in because she's human. She has a huge heart, and she does have to balance that personal side of things as well. So that's a really nice struggle to have going on for myself as an actor at all times. So it's not just easy. It's not just one note. Oh, I'm going to play it this way. I'm going to play it that way. No, she's actually a living, breathing human being just like us and just like me. And she's real. And I love that challenge because it's never going to be easy just to play her because she's so complex. And I love that. She's a modern woman. And that takes a lot of work on my part as the actor to honor that. Even though it is a fun, you know, adventurous show, and there's definitely light and humor and all of that, there's still got to be the stakes that are really high, and they are. The stakes are high. We've got, you know, we're dealing with Ming, this ruler, and, you know, Flash's father's missing. So there's all these things going on, and so that challenge is wonderful.
What's been your most memorable moment you've had from filming the show so far?
Oh, wow, there's so many. it's been so much fun, but memorable for me, I'm so in love with the character Renpaul. I don't know if you're familiar with him yet, but he works with Ming, and he is just this phenomenal character who is sort of robot man, whatever. He's just a mix, and I'm such a fan of his, and so I just running around set, sneaking peeks at him working, and I'm just a crazy fan, like the rest of you guys. I mean, I am giggling. I'm like, I want your autograph. And so just for me, all the fun that we're having such a great time, and those memories are so amazing. So, I mean, there's so many more to come, and I just can't imagine what else is going to be around the corner. But for me, it's just working with the cast, going to work every day, and, you know, it's just so special. So for me, that's got to be it.
Why should people take the time to tune in and see Flash Gordon?
Well, I would love if they did, because it is a really great hour of adventure and fun and heart. And I think if they tune in, they'll have a really great time. They're going to get to see some exciting special effects and some really great characters. And, you know, I just would love them to join us along, because we're having such a great time. I know that they will too, so...
You're creating an online support group for bullied teenage girls. Why is that cause so important to you?
Well, that is important to me, and I'm still, you know, I'm working on it. And I just think growing up and being a bit different, and I was always a little different, and I didn't have too many role models in my life. I was really, you know, aside from my mother, who's amazing, she's the best. I want to give back to young girls, because it's hard, you know, it's hard getting through high school and getting through being bullied and stuff like that. And I know what that's like. I've been there, and, you know, for me, I remember the couple of people that really did help me. It made a huge difference in my life. Some of the women that helped me through and were role models to me, I'll never forget them. So if I can give that back to young women, I would be so happy, because it just takes that one person to make a difference in your life. And I had that person. Aside from my mom, I did have some great support. I think it's just really important. Yeah, because like I said, I've been there. I know what it's like, you know. So I think it's great to give back, and I really hope I can do that.
What do you do in your spare time?
Spare time, aside from, you know, obviously getting into the volunteer work that I'd like to, I'm very active. I love being outdoors, and I'm really big into snowboarding and just being really fit and healthy and active, and that's what I love to do. And I actually, believe it or not, in my spare time when I'm not on set, I also like to study acting. I study in theater, so I get in and hang out with my peers and work scenes and have a great time. So, no, that's okay. I'm just kind of a normal gal, and I like to go out dancing with my friends and stuff like that too, so, you know.
What would you like to say to everyone who's a fan and supporter of you and your work?
I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me. It is a dream come true, and I always consider my fans when I'm doing projects and when I'm picking roles, and I really hope that they enjoy everything I'm doing. I am just real, and I'm a fan just like everybody else, so I'm right there with them along for the ride, and I'm enjoying it, and I really hope they are too. And I love them so much. Thank you.